Yeah, and I think sometimes that must be hard for anybody, even more particularly you guys, when you're playing a smaller, intimate show. If there's even a hint of phoning it in,
yeah,
it must be. I've seen Dan's in a house. I've seen you here a lot, and I've seen you with the network. And there must be days when you get on stage and go, do you know what, really, I want to stay somewhere else and watch TV or something. I felt more like that
during the network days.
Really?
Yeah, because it seemed like there was this big machine behind it of like trying to make a hit song. And, oh, you should write with this person because they have a hit song. And trying to point you in different directions, image-wise, how they want to package you and what have you. And I think now...
I remember that copy of Kerrang.
Yeah, and I'm so grateful now to be able to play music for my livelihood.
Yeah.
And so also the time away that we talked about before, time away to India and stuff, that taught me a lot about just gratitude and humility and trying to just be respectful of the fact that we get to do this. So I'm really just grateful to be here. Yeah. The other night when we were just listening to him play these new songs, I was going, what the hell, man? Just his voice, his intention. It's what better job is there? I mean, for... Another, like
that's
you said,
true. Personal and in our case, there's you never say there's no ego because you can't do this without it.
Yeah.
But it's so healthy in that I don't get up there trying to outdo him. Yeah. That would be stupid.
It's the same
thing. If I'm like you say, if I happen to be sitting there, because last night I was not feeling very well, and if I start to go like, oh, well, I better just kind of put it back in neutral, and then he'll sing something, I'll be like, I can't. Look what you just did. You know, and we both tend to. Deliver. And again, a strange parallel. Dan looks at it as I'm singing a song as if it's the first time I've ever sung it. And I actually look at it as I sing it as if it's the last.
Yeah.
You know, and both works.
Yeah, it does.
I that would it certainly make an interesting dynamic. That makes a lot of sense. So I think the last question, before we go.
And we wear clown suits live, too.
Really?
Yeah, that adds a lot to
the show. That'll scare me. Because I've decided there's two sorts of people in the world. People who hate clowns and clowns.
It's hard to do our pedal work with the big shoe.
The pedal work, well, that's all. You're not bothering with the pedals, as ever. And you're going to be tap dancing a lot.
A little.
What first got you to say, right, I want to make music my life? Not necessarily I'm going to have a hit record, I'm going to do this, but something makes you start. I know what made me start. I think it was watching The Suite on TV. Was it singing first?
Crystal Lynn moment when I was playing trumpet and I was really into Chuck Mangione and Miles Davis and all this stuff, and I was like 15 years old and thinking, oh, that's, I'm going to try to get to be first chair in my high school band, and I was really excited about that. And then I came into the band practice one day and this guy goes, hey, you got to check this out, and he put on Van Halen 1, and I was already into Kiss. I liked rock and roll, and I liked Doobie Brothers, and I liked Led Zeppelin, and that was cool stuff, but I still was a trumpet guy, right? They put on that first, that backwards horn thing, and it went into bam, 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 and as soon as I was like, that's it. That's exactly what I want to do with my life. So it was Running with the Devil.
Yeah.
Van Halen.
Wow.
Van Halen 1.
Yeah, I wish I had a clear moment. I just woke up one day, and I was doing it.
Yeah.
It started...
The Steve Miller concert too, you told me about.
Yeah, I mean, but that didn't make me think I want to do it for a living.
Right,
it introduced me to 12-string guitar and the blues. I wanted to play. I was like, what is that sound? I must have it, But I don't remember when you start with your band in high school, and of course, let's face it, the girls. Girls.
That's
true. Just think, all right, well, this is easy. But when you decide, this is how I want to actually make money, it's just, you get enough people going... Dude, you're really good, and all, you think, am I?
Yeah.
All right, well, then I'll keep doing this, hoping that someday somebody doesn't walk in and point at you and go, imposter! it just kind of fell into place, and then I think you reach a point where you think, now I'm stuck, because I can't do anything else other than this,
And was it singing first, or was it guitar first?
I was singing first, I was a very late bloomer on guitar, I didn't even pick up long until 14.
And so is a bit of this... Two-headed show, chance to go, hey, I'm the guitarist now, or is it just too much fear?
Yeah.
Really?
Too much fear, I just know, everybody I play guitar with is better than me, so
I feel the same.
Oh, if you want, I'll bring mine, and then you can be better than someone.
That's kind of you. I have to say, I've gotten around that, and I've managed to pick up guitars around much better players and play with them and just know that, As a wise man once said, there's a lot to be said for doing one thing well.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Well, like you said, you're trying to... He's working on his finger picking.
Yeah.
And that's something that's terrified me my whole life, is trying to, you know, go down to Nashville and, you know, learn. I wanted to take classes from somebody and just spend, like, a year woodshedding on how to finger pick properly. But I just don't have the time. But that's, like, a dream of mine. Jazz piano would be a dream of mine. But... Yeah, just cheat. That's
cheat.
Exactly what I do.
Yeah, that's cool. Right then, guys, thank you very, very, very much.
Enjoy the session.
Oh, I'm going to, yeah.